For University of Maryland News for the week of November 1st through the 5th, I'm Ashley Westerman. When the Justice Department declared last Friday in a court filing that jeans were not eligible for patents because they were a product of nature, one university professor spoke out. Steven Salzberg, a professor of computer science and genetics, said that if you want to look at your own genome and see if you have a mutation, you should be able to do that without paying a license fee to someone else. The department's decision follows a lawsuit which challenged patents held by two research institutions that have patent genes that are linked to breast and ovarian cancer and sells tests for these defects for around $3,000, according to the New York Times. Salzberg has designed a computer program that makes analysis of a person's genome easier and more cost-efficient. And it looked like a giant peanut. At least that's what the first close-up images of the nucleus of Comet Hartley 2 looked like. The Maryland-led NASA Epoxy mission to capture the exclusive photos was only the fifth time that spacecraft has ever sent back photos of a comet's nucleus. The Deep Impact craft flew within 435 miles of the comet on Thursday evening, and the comet itself was speeding at 27,000 miles an hour. According to the Associated Press, these images will help scientists better understand how comets differ and provide clues to how planets such as Earth have formed and evolved. University astronomer Michael Ahern said the comet brings us new surprises every day and that the data is forcing us to rethink what we know about cometary science. And what began as an idea 4 years ago is now a reality. The dedication of the new University of Maryland Garden of Reflection and Remembrance took place on Friday, October 29th, outside of Memorial Chapel. Birthed from the period of trauma after the tragedy of 9/11, the garden also honors veterans and enhances the opportunity for spiritual renewal for anyone who visits. It promotes and protects existing green space on campus as well, as per the TKF Foundation's goal to create open spaces and sacred places. In 2007, the university received a grant from the foundation to build a community garden of reflection, remembrance, and quiet. The event on Friday also doubled as a dedication of the university's new president, Dr. Wallace Lowe, who agreed that it was difficult to find solitude in today's world, and that the garden promotes the spirit of reflection and connection with others.
One of the downsides, if you will, of our very busy modern lives is that it is hard to find time for solitude, for reflection, for thinking about the events and people who are very meaningful to us and in our lives. There is need for a place where we can slow things down and engage in this introspection.
The Terps were victorious over Wake Forest last Saturday and not only won their 2010 homecoming game, but also attained bowl eligibility and kept on pace to potentially win an ACC Atlantic Division title. Maryland beat Wake Forest 62-14. Quarterback Danny O'Brien threw four touchdown passes, a career high, and three running backs coasted over 50 yards rushing. The Terps are on the road the next 2 weeks, taking on Miami this Saturday, November 6th, and Virginia next week. Coming up next week at the university, a week's worth of honoring and celebrating our nation's veterans. The Veterans Week kickoff with Speaker Dr. Stephen Ondra, the Senior White House Advisor on Health Information and Technology, will be at the Stamp Student Union Grand Ballroom at 6 p.m. on Monday, November 8th. This event is open and free to the public. All are welcome to join the university's veterans program as they take a candlelit walk around the new Garden of Reflection at sunset to honor our veterans. The walk begins at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 10th. And the Veterans Day celebration will take place on Thursday, November 11th at 2 p.m. at Memorial Chapel. The celebration will honor the services of the veteran community of faculty, staff, students, and alumni of the university. This podcast is a production of University Communications. From the UMD News Desk, I'm Ashley Westerman, and have a great day.